The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here with Alistair Whitehouse-Jones to look ahead to the best of Sunday's action. We've got three races at Ascot to look forward to, as well as one at Doncaster on what is an absolutely fantastic Sunday. Flat racing, of course, is back at Doncaster. We've got a solid jumps card at Ascot as well. There's action over the Irish Sea at the Curragh to look forward to. Really, really good card there. There's also a decent little hurdles card at Limerick to look forward to as well. So something for everybody on Sunday. That phrase has seldom been more apt, especially for Mr. Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. How are you, Ali?
Oh, not bad, thank you.
Good. The flat is very much back, isn't it, all of a sudden?
Yes. Doncaster, two-day meeting is an absolute nightmare from a punting perspective. The flat meet, the flat season starts Craven week.
Mm-hmm.
It's competitive.
You get plenty of pointers.
Oh, you do. Absolutely.
So it's interesting to watch.
Oh, without a doubt.
And it may be that you get a really fancy price about something. It's worth a look, if nothing else. But probably it's a little bit easier to punt at Ascot this weekend, or at least on Sunday.
Yeah, because all the form's there in the book. There's no fitness doubts. We know where we are. I think it makes sense to concentrate on Ascot, and it's a good card.
It is. As I said, it is a pretty good jumps card there. We've got the action at Doncaster. We're going to focus on those two meetings, and we'll start at Ascot with the 3:05. It's a juvenile handicap hurdle, 2 miles the trip for this Class 2 event. 9 runners going to post, and plenty of runners that come here off the back of runs at the Cheltenham Festival. You've got Karizak in there, Unanimite, Zarib, Baron Alco, and Prairie Town, all coming here off the back of runs at Prestbury Park. Which could make this a pretty difficult race to assess, Ali, as there's no guarantee that they'll uphold that form.
No, I mean, this is the horse in question here did actually run at the Cheltenham Festival, and there has to be doubts, as there always is at the Grand National meeting. Horses running so soon after hard races at Cheltenham, so that casts a bit of doubt. But I thought Zarib, the Dan Skelton horse, was really eye catching in the Fred Winter. He just didn't come up the hill, basically. I mean, he was bang there at the final flight. But the way he travelled, he travelled with real purpose throughout. Looked a likely winner, I thought, for much of the race. And as we said, he didn't come up the hill. Ascot takes some getting as well. But, this is far less competitive than the Fred Winter. They won't go as hot a gallop. And I expect this horse to see it out well, see it out better than he did at the festival, and I think this, I've got no doubts, he's on a realistic mark. So I expect Zarib to go well. And the other one to mention would be the Hobbs horse at the bottom, Stern Rubin, who just seems to be getting to grips with hurdling. He was keeping on for second at Taunton, and he comes here fresher than the others, having bypassed the festival, been off for 52 days. He's only got 10-4. He needs to improve, but you can envisage that happening.
Okay, but we're going to side with the Skelton runner.
We are, Zarib.
Okay, Zarib the pick then in the juvenile handicap hurdle at 3:05. The 3:40 is the next race we're going to look at. It is a novices handicap chase. 2 miles and 1 furlong the trip for this Class 2 event. Again, 9 runners going to post and some really informed types arriving here. We'll start with Top Gamble Alley. Has a lot of weight to carry, but so far this season has barely put a foot wrong.
No, he hasn't. Indeed, he's been one of the... Richard Lee's had a good season, full stop, and this horse has been one of the stars. Again, he too bypassed Cheltenham. And he's a horse with more to offer. He's only a 7-year-old. He commands attention, but as you said, I think he could be... This is a competitive little race, and he's got a big weight. So I'd be taking him on.
Okay. There's a horse that broke my heart in the last race at Cheltenham, the Grand Annual, in Turnover Civilla. 33-1, and like all good each way bets, just one place out of the frame. but ran a good race because the ground had gone soft, hadn't it? And definitely doesn't want that. Jumped well in the main, travelled well, had every chance. And this, although it is competitive, does look right up his street.
Yeah, I grant you he's got a good chance. He made a mistake. He did jump well at Cheltenham. He made a mistake four out, I think it was, at just the wrong time. You know, 2 mile handicaps around Cheltenham, you can't afford to make one mistake. And he just lost a bit of momentum then. And he did. He looked a danger at one point, but got just run out of it for the places. And as you said, the ground at Ascot should be more suitable for him. So he's interesting. The one I'm going to go for is a Kim Bailey horse called Unace, who not a lot went right for him at Cheltenham after an early mistake. He never got into a rhythm at all, which you need to do. You know, he looked a progressive novice prior to that, and normally he does jump well. He was very well backed for that 2 mile, 5 furlong affair, and you know, the time before he was second to Champagne West at the same track, form that would suggest, you know, his current mark is by no means impossible. And the way he was backed at Cheltenham would suggest that, you know, those close to the horse clearly think he's on a decent mark. And McCoy is again on board, and he gets the nod.
OK, Unace the pick then in that one. Main danger to that, if you're going for maybe an ambitious forecast, because it is such a competitive race.
Yeah, Bullet Street's a horse I like. Really needs to come off a strong pace because he can be a bit keen, and he really wants even better ground than what it's going to be on Sunday. So maybe he's a horse to keep an eye on with a view to when the ground really livens up a bit. But I agree with you. I think Turnover Savola was quite eye-catching at Cheltenham, and he'd be the one.
Okay. Certainly a competitive race. Even the two at the bottom there, Bullet Street and Formal Bid, they are officially out of the handicap, but they've got claimers on to wrestle some of that weight back. So certainly an interesting race in prospect. We're just going to side with Unace. Next up is the 410. It is a Veterans Handicap Chase, and part of the Veterans Chase series. 3 miles the trip for this Class 2 event. 8 runners going to post. Let's hope all 8 stay in, because there's certainly some each-way potential about this race. It's just which horse turns up on the day here, Ali, because you've got a lot of horses that on the day can be very, very smart indeed, but when it isn't their day, as you can see by the number of P's in the form lines here, they tend to run absolute stinkers.
Yeah, there's some indifferent form figures there, aren't there? And, you know, like Wayward Prince, you know, he'd show nothing and then pops up in the Grimthorpe at Doncaster. I'd be again, you know, he's not the kind of horse I'd be backing, you know, to follow up that Doncaster win. The one I like is the top one, Creevy 10-2. This horse has always had a lot of ability. He's had a few issues, and as you can see, he's anything but consistent. First pulled up, and fourth. But that latest fourth was a really encouraging run behind Grand National contender Sol at Exeter. He is a course winner. He has to go right-handed. He's run some good races going left-handed, but he's a much better horse going this way round. And the drop back in trip to the bare 3 miles will also suit this horse, as he does like to get on with it, and I can envisage him making a really bold show from the front.
Okay, Creevy Tennant, what's the danger in this then? I mean, obviously everything could be a danger on a going day.
Yeah, they could be sure. I mean, the Tom George horse, Chartreux, you know, pulled up last time, but it's a horse that on his day he's very talented, and he can certainly win off his current mark even at the age of 10, and he's second best in on Racing Post ratings. I'd put him forward as the forecast, but I think Creevy Tennant's quite interesting.
Okay, Creevy Tennant then in the 410 from Ascot. We're going to move to Doncaster now for the 355. It is the Doncaster Shield, a conditioned stakes over a mile and a half. 9 runners going to post again for this Class 2 event. Could be some sneaky each way betting going on, maybe from someone like Mr. Andy Holding, who's in the studio on Saturday. We are recording this prior to racing on Saturday, so we don't have any idea on, you know, how Doncaster's riding, etc., etc. But interesting to see a few jockeys travelling over from riding at Maidan on Saturday, the likes of Paul Hannigan. He rides El Kayed here. Again, you could give chances to quite a few here. There's quite a lot of consistent types, but there's so many imponderables. A lot of these don't have a recent run. The ones that do, maybe it wasn't completely up to scratch, could have been a pipe opener. Again, it doesn't make it any easier from a punting point of view, does it?
No, I mean, the one who stands out in the figures is not going to be the tip, but obviously Windshear, the Hannon horse, is probably the most likely winner.
£6 clear on official ratings.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he boasts the best bit of form, really, courtesy of that fourth in the St. Ledger. It's unlikely that he'll fail through a lack of fitness, so he will be a worthy market leader of that, there's no doubt. But the one I'm going to take him on with is Cloudscape, who does have the benefit of a couple of runs. He's been campaigned like a good horse by John Gulston, and having run well in the first time Blinkers won a close third at Lingfield, he just didn't run his race for whatever reason in the Winter Derby. If you look back to last season's best run, he was a close fourth to Snow Sky in the Ledger Trial at Glorious Goodwood. And, you know, on that piece of form, he's a serious player here. And with the benefit of having a couple of runs on the all-weather, and they've taken the headgear off this time, which is a bit of an angle I quite like, you know, when, you know, they run okay, you know, you've got the... initially, they run well in blinkers, and then you see it often, you know, time and time again, a horse, it doesn't inspire them a second time, but then when they take the headgear off, the horse can be a bit more settled. It can actually have a, you know, have a positive impact. And this Cloudscape, as I said, has been campaigned like a good horse. He could easily be a group performer this season. I fully expect him to be. So you've got to give him a chance in a conditions race, even though, you know, you've got a quality animal to beat in Windshear. But I think Cloudscape is one of the most interesting horses running.
Okay. Just a couple of potential dangers. We'll start with First Mohican, a horse that is thoroughly exposed, has been sort of mixing it over hurdles as well as on the flat. For me, a bit of a sort of nearly horse.
He is a nearly horse, yeah. You know, it's a bit like his hurdling career. Been okay, but, you know, he looked as though he was, you know, looked as though he'd got all the tools to develop into a really smart hurdler, and things haven't really gone as they'd hoped. But, he was second on the all-weather last time. You know, should have teed him up nicely for this. And, you know, this is one last year by Area 51, of course, went hurdling. But this is a better renewal than last year. I'd be surprised if he was good enough.
Okay, and just one of the more unexposed types, Adventure Seeker for Ed Vaughan. Jim Crowley takes the ride. This horse, personally, I took a while to sort of get on side with him, but when he's at his best, as he was last year at York a couple of times, ran well last time out at Newmarket, obviously returning from a break here, but if he continues his progression, he's going to be a threat to quite a few this season.
Yeah, he's a horse with a future this season, I believe. He did well last campaign, as you touched on, but this is tough, and this is a tough comeback race. You know, he's tackling horses with proper group form. He's got something to find, a fair bit to find on the figures. But, yeah, he's one to keep an eye on with regards to maybe a more suitable opportunity further down the line.
OK, but Clouds get the pick.
Yep.
OK, can you just spin us through your four picks for Sunday's action, Ali?
OK, at Ascot we go for Zarib in the 305. Unace gets the nod in the 340. In the Veterans Chase at 410, we go for Creevy Tennant. And then on the level at Doncaster, Cloudscape gets the nod in the 355.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.